Now, you know that there's two camps. You've got the athletic camp that doesn't really know a lot about nutrition. Then you got the health food camp that knows a lot about health food, but not a lot about exercise.
Yeah.
And what I've seen is that a lot of personal trainers that are certified, they don't seem to know a lot about the science of nutrition. Now, why is that?
I think because, unfortunately, the trainers are taught that the only guideline to follow for nutrition is the Canada Food Guide or the American, I believe it's the American Food Guide, which, as you know, Corey, which you've taught me this, we can't, to have optimal health, we shouldn't be following that pyramid, the food guide pyramid. And unfortunately, that's what they train us, is that that's the only one to follow and that's the only thing we should be telling our clients. But times are changing, and we're starting to see that the Canada Food Guide isn't bettering our health. It's making us fatter, and it's making Canadians fatter and Americans fatter. And I think with the knowledge that's coming out, trainers are learning that we need to take a different approach, and we need to take another approach of getting educated on the facts. You know, how protein is going to help you, how supplementation is going to help you, how it's going to help your clients out. And we're learning. And as you know, knowledge is power. And the more we educate ourselves, the more we can help our clients out and our family and friends as well.
So what are some of the things that you look for when you're analyzing your client's diet? What do you suggest to your client to take before training or to eat during the day?
One of the big things I find is that people, well, my clientele anyways, is they don't, first and foremost, they don't eat enough food. They think that if they're going to eat, they're going to get fat or they're going to put on weight. And that's just not so. It's what they're eating is what's making them heavier or fatter, I should say, putting on body fat. So that's a big one that I find. Another huge one I find is water. I mean, that's the first thing I look at with my clients is how much water are you drinking a day? And generally, they're not even drinking a cup a day of water, and you can't survive off that, and they're chronically dehydrated. So that's a really big one is water, simple things. So eating more water, what they're consuming for carbohydrates, you know, simple versus complex carbohydrates, fibrous. And so I really take a look at the carb factor, what type of proteins they're having, how much fat. Everyone's afraid of fat, but if you get the right fats, it's going to help you. If you get the bad fats, obviously it's not going to help you. And so that's a big one I look at as well. Sugar, too. Oh, they're all addicted to sugar.
Everywhere, isn't it?